Brilliance Audio presents Between Me and You by Allison Wynn Scotch, performed by Julia Whalen and Tim Campbell.
I told myself that if she showed, that would be the sign I needed. If she showed, maybe we could find a way to rewind, rewrite, do it all over. Do it all better. Do it all again, only differently. It's silly. It's something out of a Hollywood ending, and I'd know that better than most. It's not how I'd write it, but it's how the studio would want it, what would appeal to the demographic they were courting. Men will want to go home and screw their wives, call their girlfriends. Women will weep and know that love conquers all. I snort to myself, though it's lost in the bluster of the wind, the squeal of a motorcycle racing too quickly down Ocean Avenue. Empty. On this overcast Sunday morning. Did I ever believe that? Did I ever pin my hopes that love could conquer all? It feels like so long ago, when we met each other, when we loved each other without conditions. A familiar tornado of grief spins inside me, though it's not just grief for her, it's for both of us, for me too. How naive we were. How we lost ourselves to so many things. Her career, mine for a while. Joey, our mourning, everything that piled up to be the weight of too much. Me more than her, I suppose, though I never admitted this aloud. It was easier to point fingers, make her feel responsible, even though I know if I peel back enough layers to my core, that I was equally so. More than equal. She was always sturdier than I was, elusive in the way that an actress needs to be, permeable, which also made her more adaptable to all the shit that came our way. I was who I was, always had been, and hadn't been able to adapt, to duck right when a left punch was thrown, to duck left when the right one came at me too. But still, maybe today we can right ourselves. We can. We have to.
I made a bet with Daisy that I could get at least 3 numbers by midnight. It's not something I do normally, this bet, these numbers, but she is pushing me outside of my comfort zone, part of an acting exercise assigned to us by Professor Sherman. Move past your comfort zone into that sticky territory of inhabiting someone else. And so I agree. Besides, it's better than deflecting the cheesy pickup lines that come with being a bartender, the lecherous looks of patrons who somehow think you're up for grabs, the self-criticism that would otherwise clang around my easily infected brain. By playing the part, slipping into a role, it's easier to step outside myself. That's half the reason I want to be an actor in the first place. I can be anyone I want to be. So, of course, I said yes to the bet. They can't be trolls, guys you'd never go out with to begin with, Daisy said, pouring a shot of whiskey down her throat, untying her black apron and passing it to me when we swapped shifts. I knotted it around my own waist as we traded places, me behind the bar, her on a rickety stool in front of it. Got it, I said, nodding. No trolls. And no drunks. She held up a finger, then another. So no trolls and no drunks, because then it's too easy. Because then you'd get, like, 3 numbers in 3 minutes. I laughed. You're overestimating my appeal. Shut up, she said, and wrapped her blonde hair into a bun at the nape of her neck. Don't do that. Do what? That thing you do. Act like you're not worth it. Act like you don't deserve it. She leaned over the bar and poured herself another shot. Besides, this is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be about making them believe you are whoever you want to be. So it's about the chase, I said. Well, and about the assignment. Here's to the chase, she replied, and flipped her empty shot glass over against the wooden bar. And maybe some sexy-ass men. Here's to that. I laughed, because why not? So now it's 11:47, and I have 1 more number to go when I see him at the end of the bar. Nursing a beer, which I hadn't poured for him, which tells me that he ordered it before I came on my 11 p.m. shift. 1 beer over the course of an hour. A lightweight. A sipper. Probably a bit of a geek, Not unlike me when I'm not donning whichever mask I'm assigned for the day or the evening. Non-threatening.